We abide in Christ, the living vine, October 10. We bear fruit only as we abide in Christ. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. John 15:4. The reason that we carelessly indulge in sin is that we do not see Jesus. We would not lightly regard sin did we appreciate the fact that sin wounds our Lord. A right estimate of the character of God would enable us rightly to represent him to the world. Harshness, roughness in words or manner, evil speaking, passionate words cannot exist in the soul that is looking unto Jesus. He who abides in Christ is in an atmosphere that forbids evil and gives not the slightest excuse for anything of this kind. Spiritual life is not nourished from within, but draws its nutrition from Christ as a branch does from the vine. We are dependent upon Christ every moment. He is our source of supply. All our outside forms, prayers, fastings, and almsgiving cannot take the place of the inward work of the Spirit of God on the human heart. When one is fully emptied of self, when every false god is cast out of the soul, the vacuum is filled by the inflowing of the Spirit of Christ. Such a one has the faith that purifies the soul from defilement. He is a branch of the true vine and bears rich clusters of fruit to the glory of God. What is the character of the fruit born? The fruit of the Spirit is love, not hatred, joy, not discontent and mourning, peace, not irritation and anxiety and manufactured trials. It is long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. One branch is not to borrow its sustenance from another. Our life must come from the parent vine. It is only by personal union with Christ, by communion with him, daily, hourly, that we can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness all depend on our union with Christ and the degree of faith we exercise in him.